Welcome to the Divine Scheme Podcast, exploring the ultimate conspiracy and its massive impact on your future. That's right. It's about you. And now your host, Mike McDonald.
Welcome to Divine Scheme, the podcast that is about you, so gather close as we kill you with kindness. I always thought Noah's Ark was a negative thing, but I find that I was wrong, and that God was, in reality, killing with kindness. I discovered this truth when I happened upon 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 20, where the Bible makes a very confusing statement. It reads, God waited in the days of Noah while the ark was a preparing, wherein few, that is, eight souls, were saved by water. Did you get that last bit in the verse? The bit where it says, eight souls were saved by water? Because it is speaking about Noah of the Old Testament, the eight souls are referring to Noah, his wife, three sons, and three daughters-in-law. Many are familiar with the biblical account of Noah, his ark, and the great flood. And that is what makes Peter's statement so confusing. It says that Noah and his family were saved by water. Shouldn't that have read, saved by the ark? Wasn't it the water that threatened them and the wooden ark the device of their salvation? Let's seek a solution to this enigma by comparing it with a parallel incident that happened much more recently than Noah's ark. Perhaps a chemistry lesson about mustard gas is all that we need to help understand Noah being saved by water. Mustard gas is a chemical warfare agent which can form large blisters on exposed skin and in lungs. In its pure form, it is usually yellow-brown and has an odor resembling mustard plants, hence the name. Mustard agent was first used effectively in World War I by the German Army against British and Canadian soldiers in Belgium. Before the end of the war, Allies were using it too. Later, during World War II, it was discovered that people exposed to mustard gas developed significantly reduced white blood cell count. This finding led researchers to investigate whether mustard agents could be used to halt the growth of rapidly dividing cells, such as cancer cells. In the 1940s, scientists found that their patients' tumor masses were significantly reduced when using the mustard gas as a form of chemotherapy. This marked the beginning of the use of toxic agents for the treatment of cancer. Mustard gas, which was first used to kill masses of people, was the foundation for chemotherapy, which is used to save masses of people. Now let's take this bit of knowledge and apply it to the confusing statement in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 20. God waited in the days of Noah while the ark was a preparing, wherein few, that is, eight souls, were saved by water. Planet Earth is unique in that it has water. Lots and lots of water. On top of that, it has lots of water in the clouds and in the air we breathe. Water keeps our planet's environment stable and keeps all living things alive. However, that same life-giving water can destroy the environment and kill all that is living on the land. So many times we have witnessed the devastation of hurricanes, tsunamis, and floods. So much destruction, so much death. The Bible records in Genesis chapter 6, verse 5, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. There are many condemning words in that sentence. It says that early on in human history, people got to the point where they were wicked, and the wickedness was great. Not only was it extreme sin, but it was only sin with no goodness to be mixed in with. Not only was it extreme sin with no goodness mixed in, but that it was pure wickedness continually. There was no ceasing of it. It was so bad that God wished he had never created man in the first place. However, there was one exception. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah and his family were the last of the godly remnant to remain upon the land. For God, it was now or never. Either he destroys the earth now, while there was still one family left to start over, or wait another generation and wipe the earth clean of all humans for all time. God saw the wickedness of mankind as a malignant tumor that was multiplying out of control. It was far too spread to surgically remove it, so like our story of chemotherapy, God chose to infuse the entire world not with mustard gas, but with water. With a global flood, God attacked the malignancy of wicked man. Alas, only the builders of the ark entered in, along with the chosen animals from God. Once sealed inside at the appointed time, God unleashed the nightmarish deluge upon the earth. For 40 days and 40 nights, it rained heavily upon the whole earth. In a very short time, all the wickedness ceased as all the human life had been snuffed out in God's judgment. The waters remained covering the earth for a full year as the ark drifted at God's mercy. Eventually, the ark landed in the mountains of Ararat. It was here that life started afresh. This is where the confusing statement, eight souls were saved by water, becomes understandable. You see, God's flood, like a dose of chemotherapy, was strong enough to kill the malignant wickedness of the masses, while at the same time weak enough to permit one godly family to survive the whole year in an ark. When the treatment was over, there was enough good left to start a new healthy beginning. But what does any of this have to do with you? Oftentimes, people are confused when God brings harsh judgment upon others in the Bible and in modern life. They don't understand what God is working to accomplish. The catastrophe of Noah's flood is such an example. Through this event, however, we witness God's grace, mercy, and love for Noah and the rest of humanity. He truly was killing with kindness. The next time you negatively hear about God's judgment on something, think chemotherapy. It is one of God's treatments on sin and its deadly consequences. The divine scheme, killing with kindness. It is about you.
You've been listening to the Divine Scheme Podcast with Mike McDonald. Follow us each week for your regular dose of God's divine scheme involving you. That's right. It's about you.